The recording careers of many great jazz musicians were brought into focus by the mail order label Mosaic Records, which produces limited edition box sets. It has consolidated the work of celebrated musicians such as Thelonious Monk and Chet Baker, and under-acknowledged artists such as pianist Herbie Nichols and tenor saxophonist Tina Brooks, who we're listening to now. Brooks was a favorite of Mosaic co-founder Charlie Lurie. Lurie died this week at the age of 60 of cardiac arrest after suffering with scleroderma, a rare viral disease. He founded the label in 1982 with Michael Koscuna. They met at Blue Note Records in 1975, when Lurie, then the director of marketing for the Blue Note label, hired Koscuna to do research in the vaults. They first established their Mosaic label by reissuing Blue Note sessions, which had been languishing in the vaults. The Blue Note label is revered by many jazz listeners for launching what became known as hard bop, with now classic 1950s recordings by Art Blakey, Horace Silver, and Lee Morgan. I spoke with Lurie and Koscuna in 1996 after the publication of their book that told the history of Blue Note and collected the photos of Blue Note co-founder Francis Wolfe, photos that are used on many Mosaic reissues. Lurie told me the Blue Note label helped shape his taste in music.
A lot of my tastes were already formed before I heard my first Blue Note album. I was listening to Benny Goodman and a lot of swing music. And I was a clarinet player myself, so those are the things that helped to shape me and direct my life. But as soon as I heard my first Blue Note album, and I believe it was a Horace Silver, my life changed. I had never heard music of that power and expressiveness before, and that simplicity. And from that point on, I became a convert, if you will, to Blue Note Records. And the fact that it was on Blue Note for many people was the same for me. If it came out on Blue Note, I was interested in it. And just to hold those albums, just to look at them, the weight of the vinyl itself and the graphics, the Frank Wolfe photos and the liner notes, There was a whole gestalt to the label that was tremendously appealing, and it was like an old friend after a while.
Talk to you both a little bit about what it's like for you to reissue jazz. Let's start with why you formed Mosaic, why you decided to start your own mail order business reissuing recordings from the past.
We were out of work, Terry.
That's a pretty direct answer.
No, aside from that, though, there was this is in the pre-CD era. And we're talking 1982,
mm-hmm.
And there was virtually nothing going on in the record industry with regard to jazz reissues, aside from what was going on at Fantasy with the twofers that they were putting out of Prestige and Milestone and Riverside sessions. There was very, very, very little going on in the business with regard to jazz reissues. And there was a dearth of material in the marketplace. And a lot of great recordings were screaming to be available. There were new people coming along who had great need, great interest, great desire to be able to own this music and to learn from it and to enjoy it. And it just wasn't available.
When you decided to start Mosaic, you had already put in a proposal to Capitol Records to reissue their music from their vaults, which included the Blue Note masters, they declined. And then you decided to start Mosaic yourselves and to start your own program of reissues. When you decided to do that, knowing that you'd have access to the Blue Note vaults through Capitol, why did you decide to go in the direction of box sets? This was in the dawn of the box set era.
Yes, actually, I think in many respects, Mosaic led the way and showed the rest of the industry that box sets were viable. And our feeling was that we wanted to put out complete bodies of work, that we did not feel that we wanted to release individual compact discs and make decisions about or to do overviews of a career on one or two compact discs and make those kinds of decisions for people, that we felt that our goal would be better served if we were to identify seminal periods in an artist's recording career and explore that in its totality. And that meant sizable releases.
Charlie Lurie co-founded the Mosaic record label. He died Sunday at the age of 60. Here's music from one of his favorite recordings, Hank Mobley's Soul Station. This is Fresh Air.